Mr. Clean, tell me, is that really you? I wonder what you've done.
Rhyme.
Enter his in.
Big and dumb, I know you can change your lifestyle once again. It's cool to back clean, if you know what I mean. Yeah. When I gave you my family to keep that shirt.
Episode 205 coming at you. The sanitizer. Trying to keep everything clean with the wipes, wiping down the shit because we're in the midst of the pandemic, folks.
Bro, I've been cleaning all day, dog.
I know. I've just been drinking all day.
I was saying to my wife earlier, actually, I was like, you know, considering that, like, cleaning supplies are sold out across the world, which means, like, everybody's got, like, four bottles of 409 and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone's got cleaning wipes and all the shit, right? Like, when this is all said and done and I can finally come over to your house, bitch, that shit better be clean, okay? I don't want to be coming over your dirty-ass house. You got cleaner? Clean that shit.
All right. PSA from DJ Gower via Skype.
Sanitize your motherfucking house, bitch.
Via Skype in Sacramento. I had to delay the recording of this by a day because I crippled my back so badly yesterday. I was like, you ever do that where you can't even walk or move or like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah, bro. Except for like, sprinklers. I don't get over it. It happened to me like the third day of quarantine. And I was, like, completely fucking crawling on the floor, like, sciatica problems, like, oh, it's brutal. Like, yeah, no, I wish that on no enemy of mine.
God damn it. Goddamn nope. Sprinklers and the pavers. I just can't get over the paver patios and paver walkways.
backbreaking labor.
Yeah,
because
not really, but I mean, I guess I did.
I'm old. Right now, I gotta say, right now I'm in enjoying a Tropulus, an extra pale ale from Big Sexy Brewing here in Sacramento. Quite delicious, and it was quite sanitary, the whole process. Went in with my face mask, they had some gloves, got my beers. It was fucking beautiful, man. So the world still exists, man.
Hell yeah.
Just don't be a fucking jack-off like those idiots down in Huntington Beach. Did you see that shit?
Or Michigan. Even more insane.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, speaking of pale ale, I'm drinking a Secret Trail Brewing Company. It's the new glory of Chico, but like 1/24th as good. Just kidding. But like, it's my like local place I can go to get the beers. I did. And yeah, New Leaf American Pale Ale, Secret Trail, hitting the spot. Good shit.
That's right. For when you're way too hipster to go to Sierra Nevada.
I don't want them to go out of business and then to be really sad if it happens. I've had many...
They've been making some great beers. Secret Trail is solid.
Me and my buddy like went there on a Tuesday night and there was like three people in there and us. And we just got super tossed like, at the bar, you know? Like, at this tiny place and it was great. It's like, yeah, I'm in love with Secret Trail forever now.
So, sanitizer, bro. Like, you're an essential worker, right? Like, what's that? Like, what is your employer doing to ensure your safety in this current environment?
Well, interestingly enough, we have a now checklist where we have to sanitize door handles, the kitchen. We wipe it down with the bleach wipes every shift. And yeah, they thought we might sequester in place if it got too bad. And so they bought two refrigerators, a washer and dryer. They're both packed full of frozen food. Like, and it's not going to happen now. And it's just so dumb. Like, thousands wasted for now. Oh, and they still have three campers on site. Like, if we had to live in there, pretty much, and live on site.
Let me guess. If you ate anything out of that freezer, you'd be penalized because that's an emergency ration, right?
They'd never know, but I wouldn't even... Well, I'm... You know, the freshman 15, the quarantine 40, we're all fighting it constantly, especially with consuming so much beer due to this bullshit. But, yeah, I try to sanitize... Wash my hands constantly, try to sanitize the groceries when I bring them in... Although I've been pretty lackluster as of late. I'd like to give a shout out to Chico, California, where I'm recording from. We are number one in America of least amount of COVID cases per 100,000 populace.
Seriously?
7. 5 have recovered. But we also put homeless people in hotels for free.
Well, I was going to say, like, I mean, that's pretty impressive considering how impacted Chico's been by the fires that happened in Paradise or whatever the president called it. And which is interesting because, like, Chico, what, like, doubled population overnight after the Paradise fires. And
that's
so
exactly
it was
RP. Right.
So there wasn't really a lot of places for people to go. And last time I was there, I noticed a lot of homelessness. So. They, what, put them in the hotels, you're saying?
That's right. Everyone's outraged and pissed off. But they're paying the hotels for housing the homeless people to, like, keep them afloat, kind of, you know? But you right. don't want to stay in the same room as some guy, homeless guy's ass, you know? It's controversial. Anyway.
I mean, bro, every time I stay in a hotel in Chico... Like, the whole night, I was kept awake from the sound of, like, hooker heels clickety-clacking up and down the stairs and shit. So, I wouldn't exactly say they were, like, the finest of resort, you know, luxury accommodations or anything.
There's only one nice hotel, the Diamond Hotel, which currently has homeless people in it.
Which has never been ranked a diamond ranking.
Yeah. All right. We're going to play some music. This is The Sanitizer. Keep your hands clean. Keep your house clean. Keep your existence clean.
Nose clean?
So you don't catch the shit. No, don't keep the nose clean.
I'll be doing blow right now, man.
Yeah.
That's probably not good for COVID. Just saying.
Maybe. Speeds up your metabolism to destroy it faster.
Well, it keeps the airway clear.
There you go. Just ask Michael Irvin. All right, that wasn't racist, I swear.
Or Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
If you watch that, if you watch that new
The Last Dance, I've been watching it intensely. I love it. It's one of the greatest things on TV right now. It's freaking awesome.
Out.
The old J-Dog?
Oh, MJ.
All right, we're playing more music. Thanks for listening. Keep it clean, The Sanitizer. Rhyme.
And hand washing stations of treason. No grass grew where she'd been. The music was popping. The crowd had formed a ring. Our sisters yelled, "Monkey Buster, do your thing!" All for your information, Bertha had three sisters. Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt. When Bertha no question. Bum, bum, bubba-dum, oh, bum, 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 bubba-dum. Bum, bum, bubba-dum, oh, bum, 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 bubba-dum. Hey, Leroy, get away from that woman. That boy will never learn. Uh-oh, here comes the chocolate dye. Come here, suck it to me. Stood back and yelled, "Betty, Bella, Bathsheba!" And the butt sisters backed her up when she yelled, "I need you!" The troglodyte, Leroy, Luther, and the butt sisters all knew that the birth of Butt Boogie was now the thing to do. When birth of Butt did her thing, she started a birth of Butt.
Going all around, he's hitting all the cities and he's hitting all the towns. Beetles don't claim him and neither do the fleas, because he makes everybody sniff. I've got that Asiatic blue. Well, he comes slipping in when you least expect him. Folks are taking those shots to protect him. I got mine just the other day, and now my sneezing's all gone. Now, still got that Asiatic flu. He can make you feel so doggone blue. Your eyes will run and your nose will too. Your head will ache and you'll chill and freeze. But most of all, you'll sit and sniff. I've got that Asiatic flu. Now London has a bridge that's known to the world. An evening in Paris will make your hair curl. Russia's always kicking up a hullabaloo. And Asia's got a bug called the that Asiatic flu. Now here we were, just as fine as we could be, when in walked a bug just as big as you please. You know what I think about this here disease? Give it back to the Asians and let them sniff. Everybody's got that Asiatic flu. Everybody's got that Asiatic flu.
single for them too.
Whoa, Warren Republic, what are you guys doing here?
Now, Guillermo, that's not nearly long enough to wash your hands properly. Let's get that water back on. There you go.
Wash your hands till the super duper. You just use a filthy public pooper. Scrub those fingers, scrub the palm. Scrub them till they're clean enough to show your mom. Oh, lather, rinse, and don't forget to repeat. Or your hands will be dirty as a public toilet seat.
Clinic down there, what is the advice those ladies give you? They say, keep it clean.
of the bakery from across the street. Got in my nose. Yeah. Carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron gate rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. Bought 5 woodbine at the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. With the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke for tea.
Episode 205 coming at ya. This is the sanitizer.
So, like, I've been seeing a lot of, like, distilleries and stuff making sanitizer and donating it to people and stuff like that. So that's cool. I was down at the liquor store the other day, and the guy had bottles of hand sanitizer, some generic fucking shit that normally would have been like 4 for a dollar at the dollar store. He was selling them for fucking $3.99. And that's,
yeah,
and that's, just, and that's just it, right? Like, you know, the economic disparity, right? Like, you go into some shithole part of town where the fucking liquor store is the only place in town. And they're just fucking raping people, man.
Oh, of course they are. I mean, we're, you know, it's capitalism, which I gotta say, I prefer it over a bunch of shit in the world. Communism, dictatorship, I'll take capitalism any day. And with that being said...
Well, you heard the news today, right? Which will be the news yesterday when this comes out or whatever,
no.
But... yeah, no, Kim Jong-un is not dead, by the way.
Yeah, of course he wasn't. What the fuck?
Yeah, do you know where he was?
Where? Dennis Rodman's basement.
Oh, dude, so much better than that. He's been holed up in a palace in a remote village with his harem of 3,000 women.
Jesus Christ, Kim Jong-un, you son of a bitch. God. Wow, what a... That's incredible. Incredible,
I mean,
news.
Hey, dude, if you're going to be on quarantine lockdown, I guess that's the way to roll, right?
Yeah, like, I don't think it's very sanitary, though. Going back to our theme, the sanitizer. So I actually hung out with human beings today in a backyard and drank some beers. It's been 2 months. I was so socially awkward. And after this recording, I'm going to go to a barbecue. We're just saying fuck it. But I'm not going to enter the domicile, you know. Uh-oh, DJ EJ in his tie-dye shirt. He's in the house.
DJ EJ in the house.
Hello.
There he is.
Hey, what's up to the millions of listeners out there?
What's up?
Actually, like, so, 20. Or
DJ EJ actually came up with an idea earlier today, and he wanted to run it past you, DJ Matador. You want to share your idea with DJ Matador, Ethan?
Mm-hmm.
What's your idea?
That we do, like, a kids one, kind of.
Are you going to be the main host?
Are you going to be the host of the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Gnarly, bro.
Absolutely.
All right, DJ EJ.
We're sold.
So, what kind of songs are you going to play on your podcast?
Mainly 21 Pilots.
Just mainly 21 Pilots. There you have it, folks. You heard some 21 Pilots on the last episode, I believe. We ended up talking over it, but it was there.
I know. I couldn't get myself to put it in an actual track.
That's all right. You know,
I don't mean to be a hater.
Yeah, if you want to hear pop music, you can turn the radio on.
That's true. Right on. But yeah, the sanitizer. Ooh, DJ EJ does not like the 21 Pilots hatred. So we're going to play some more sanitizing tracks. Yeah.
EJ, you got any parting words for us? Nothing to say?
Legos float on water.
Legos float on water, people.
All right. Deep thoughts from Ethan.
That's what my hand is.
All right, right.
Gower's got a ponytail right now, by the way. Which is kind of disturbing. He looks like a Colombian.
Colombian.
Well, you know, I've been watching a lot of Narcos.
Yeah, but... I guess, man. Going for full Narcos. Or a pirate. Oh, shit. All right, thanks for listening. Here it comes. Some more sanitizing tracks. Keep it clean, people. Rhyme.
And two pumps of sanitizer. She'll give him plenty loving 24 hours a day. The clean up woman, she'll sweep him off his feet. She's the one who take him in when you dump him in the street. So take a tip, you better get him to the clean up woman, 'cause she's tough.
It's king of quality with lines cocked back to add on. Word to everything, that's what I put that on. Yo, I sat on the sidelines, watch you foolish men, fake hooligans. Now it's time for us to duel again. Yeah, it's me, taking you savages to school again. I rule again, women, I prepare my food again. I'm like the imperial bandit, stacking my loot again. Ancient warrior, street fighter, contemporary. Intelligent comrade, enemies I've been sent to bury. You see me at seminars, clubs and bars. I own this shit, rolling with gangsters, thugs with scars. You see me from a distance, try to analyze the righteous. Caught a scandal in a crisis from this vandalous psychic. Government name Keith Yellum, put in work per diem. Still a fly ass nigga, a magnetic human being. B-A-L-D, head to the slick, I'm wetting them quick, I'm quick.
You are now rocking with the best,
Gangstar, the God Universal, Ruler Universal.
Came to give you exactly what you asked for here.
You are now rocking with the best,
Gangstar, the God Universal, Ruler Universal.
Thrown a whole lot up in these streets.
Well, it's the justice, equality, Ruler Universal. Can't freeze, sun, sea, light, speed, react, nuclear, thermal. 360 degrees, we come in full circle. Open the portal, now you witness God's immortal verbals. Shining light infinitely like the cosmos is. Modern science with the finest rhyme is osmosis. Burn through your faction a sec, one laser beam focus. You see, if rap was a crime, we'd be on wanted posters. Pete, we kinda like the team that killed the White Lotus. My feet firm on the ground and guru on my shoulders. Deep concentration is the formulation, at it again. Poison pen, maestro chop the violin. I try to stop, but my mind keep firing. Try to advance, you hear them ambulance sirens. You ain't get it, here's the summation. Nigga, fuck what you heard, it's Gangstar Foundation.
You are now rocking with the best,
Gangstar, the God Universal, Ruler Universal.
Came to give you exactly what you asked for here.
You are now rocking with the best, the best,
Gangstar, the God Universal, Ruler Universal.
Thrown a whole lot up in these streets.
this morning sold out. Coronavirus driving a consumer scramble for hand sanitizers, even bars of soap. What was abundant, now in short supply. Travelers.
That's gold. That's gold.
Especially cautious and prepared.
What are you doing to protect yourself?
Well, we got hand wipes. We're going to wipe down the seats and we got some Clorox hand wipes and we got some sanitizers and we're going to do the best we can.
Sanitizer so in demand, it's even entered the run for the White House, with campaign staffers offering it before a Joe Biden rally. The company that makes hand sanitizer, Purell, telling NBC News, we have dramatically increased production since the beginning of the year. What is available? Selling at a record pace. In 1 week alone, hand sanitizer sales increasing more than 300%. Some big retailers like Target, Kroger, and Stop & Shop now rationing how much each shopper can buy. Publix, a major grocery chain in the South, limiting shoppers to only 2 items per visit. Included in the long list, hand sanitizer, hand soap, bleach. In New York,
but you can't get it on the market.
The governor trying to solve shortages and quell anxiety in a rather dramatic fashion.
We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
That's right. The state now using prison inmates to make hand sanitizer for the public, ramping up the current production of 100 gallons a week. The price? Free. This is attorneys general in several states cracking down on price gougers. Last week, a 12-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer was selling on Amazon for $50 rather than the usual $4.50. Comparing ounce for ounce, that's about 200 times more than the price of gasoline.
If you can't find hand sanitizer for less than $80, nothing beats good old fashioned soap and water for 20 seconds under the sinks.
And for folks uncertain how to greet each other, what started as a joke now taking hold.
And that's how we say hello now.
Yep.
Coronavirus contagion now driving changes in our way of life.
So, Carrie, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. So how do you know if you find one that's actually effective in preventing this virus?
Well, you know, there's a lot of challenges about trying to find the right hand sanitizer. Some of the home mixtures that you're seeing online don't work. And if you happen to have greasy hands, and we're not talking about car mechanic greasy, we're talking about like you're working in the kitchen or you're in your garden or camping, this is really not going to be effective, according to the experts. Soap and water is your best solution. So for folks who, and I've seen it, people out there going, I can't find it, I'm desperate, where is it? Just go to the old school. That is your solution. Although, as you heard in our report, there is increasingly difficulty even finding bars of soap, but not as hard as finding this, guys.
Okay. Yeah, though.
And if you find sanitizer, they say if it has 60% alcohol, that's the magic number.
By the way, that greeting, I'm more of a fan of the elbow.
Elbow? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm into the heart.
I kind of like that.
And a little love.
These are the days of miracle and wonder and don't cry, dear.
was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into the circle of blue. And the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow mo. The way we look to us all. Dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's a turnaround jump shot. It's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days. Lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and babies. These are the days of miracle and wonder.
What are we gonna do?
Wash your hands.
Let me see. Come on.
All right. We the cleanest.
Boss man.
DJ Khaled.
Left hand, right hand.
Yeah.
Put it in the sink. Front hand, back hand.
Right
with
hand.
Some soap in between. Yeah.
Wash your hands. Clean them up. Wash your hands. Clean them up. Wash your hands. Clean them up. Wash your hands. Clean them up.
Yeah.
Left hand. Put it in, put some soap in.
Yeah.
Right hand, match it up.
Now lather,
lather.
Clean it up.
Yes, sir. Don't dab me up, bro.
Back
my
it
ass
up. Got cleaned up.
Yeah. Back it up.
Yeah, don't dab me
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Limited daps,
limited.
Baby, step back.
DJ,
I don't want that. Limited daps.
6 feet.
Baby, step back. I don't want that.
We the cleanest.
Here we go, episode 205, coming at you, Rhyme and Treason Radio, DJ Gower, DJ Matador, the Sanitizer.
That's right, folks. We are keeping it fucking clean on this shit right here, you motherfuckers.
Yes, we are. We're hanging out via Skype. So it's kind of lame, man, if you think about it.
Well, you know, I mean, the good part is that our listeners benefit from the fact that we're going to be making more podcasts because of it.
I predict no new albums will come out, hardly, because of, like, you can't record in a room together. That's against the law, right?
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, though.
Social distancing recording, maybe?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's one of the reasons why I had played that 21 Pilots song on the last episode was that's essentially how it was recorded, right? Like, he recorded, like, the lead singer recorded the vocals, recorded the guitar and piano, drums, or I mean, I'm sorry, bass,
yeah,
and then sent it over to the drummer, and then the drummer recorded his drum tracks while listening to it, and then sent it back, and then they kept doing edits and sending it back and forth until they were like, yeah. And then they self-produced that. Like, they put that out on their own.
No, it was like, cool. It's cool, but I wish they were in a room together. Like, just the vibe of, like, recording in a room together.
Well, of course. Versus...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, we have to put this podcast out. Podcast out. As much as possible, dude. Seriously.
I'm glad a pot on the podcast.
Yeah. And we're not doing shit. Like, we're a bunch... You know, we're quarantined, we're locked down by the state, shelter in place, and yeah, not doing shit.
Bastard.
Yep.
There's
some commotion.
I gotta
say, though.
No, I gotta say, like, everyone wants to, I've been seeing a lot of people hating on it and being like, you know, they took our jobs and blah, blah, blah.
I don't blame them.
But you know what? I got to tell you, though. Not having to deal with that fucking rat race every day and droning on and the bullshit of everyday life, buying gas three times a fucking week, all that shit that I didn't need and all that money that I was wasting just to fucking exist in my daily participation in this fucking nonsense of society. And fucking quarantine has been, to me, the most liberating thing ever. Like, I felt the most free I've ever felt. Like, bro, I walk into a room in my house, jump on a computer, do some work, but I still get to be with my family. You know, like, I got all the things that I want. Like, I'm more free than I've really ever been because I don't have any fucking bullshit holding me back.
You can't travel anywhere right now.
I can travel anywhere right now.
Nah, not legally. You can't think about flying right now.
Bro, you think there's the fucking, like, National Guard sitting at the highway? No,
maybe not. But
at every state line, like, you can't go there. We're on lockdown. Of course you can.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, which I was partying with you right now. In the back.
I mean, just like this morning, bro. Like, I was like, bro, I need a fucking breakfast burrito. And I got my ass up and went to the fucking Mexican place and got a goddamn breakfast burrito. Because you can't. Fucking world this. Don't be a bitch.
No, I know. It's funny how it's like kind of stormy in Chico right now. It's hella weird. It's like hot and stormy. You know, when it's like 80 plus degrees and windy and like weird weather, overcast.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. No, it's very, very similar here in Sac right now. Where?
Yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it is. I see the tree in your backyard. It's great.
Yeah.
Nice. Right on. Well, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Here it comes, the sanitizer. Keep it clean.
Squirt some in your eyes, you motherfuckers.
And treason. What was that?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, sure. Fucking assholes.
I know. Thanks for listening. Okay. And treason.
vibe and I pretended I was sick to avoid the shiny stars and all the hidden violent drinks. I still don't believe anything I read, just because it's sung. I never had to suffer at the hands of chosen ones to confront the bad Samaritan who made children run. I never had to get down on my knees, just because it's sung. Doesn't mean it's clean, just because it's sung. Doesn't mean it's clean. One night I had to walk the corridor covered in blood. Thugs on in the cubicle is now understood. $11 a night, not worth this scene, just because it's sung. Doesn't mean it's clean, just because it's sung. Doesn't mean it's clean. To get at 21, and one more humiliation from those violent fucks with guns. Careful not to let the bruises bleed, just because it's sung. Doesn't mean it's clean, just because it's sung. Doesn't mean it's clean. It 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 doesn't mean it's clean.
Call Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.